I declare the meeting open at 5:30 PM. I welcome councillors, management and members of the public in attendance to the City of Melbourne. May I ask that all mobile phones be turned off for the duration of the meeting. We respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. This place is now known by the name of Melbourne. Melbourne is one of the great multicultural cities of the world and a significant meeting place. For the Kulin Nation, Melbourne has always been an important meeting place and a location for events of social, educational, sporting and cultural significance. Should there be any queries relating to the conduct of the meeting, the documentation or the submission process, please speak with a member of the Council Business Team after the meeting. The agenda comprises 24 reports from management, 10 of which are confidential, and one item of general business. No apologies have been received. If any councillor has either a direct or indirect interest, as defined in the Local Government Act 1989, in relation to a matter to be considered by council, please disclose the type and the nature of the interest prior to consideration of the item. Could I call on a councillor to move a resolution adopting the open minutes of special meeting number 3, held on Tuesday the 20th of December, and ordinary meeting number 4, held on Tuesday the 20th of December 2016. Deputy Lord Mayor, Councillor Oak, thank you. I'll put that matter, all those in favour. That is unanimous, thank you. Any matters arising from the minutes of the previous open meetings? As at 3 PM today, the following submissions were received in accordance with the Council's Conduct Meetings Local Law 2010. In relation to agenda item 6.4, African Australian Community Partnership Project, an item of correspondence from Chris Thrum, and in relation to agenda item 6.5, City of Melbourne Chair in Resilient Cities, variation to Council resolution, an item of correspondence also from Chris Thrum. Does any councillor wish to discuss the confidential status of confidential agenda items 6.15 to 6.24? In that case, there are no reports from committee for consideration in the open session. Could I suggest in order to expedite some matters which will become plain a bit later, we're going to move agenda item 6.8 to be heard directly after agenda item 6.5. There are 14 reports from management for consideration in the open session. 6.1 is the records of assemblies of councillors. Would councillors like a presentation? In that case, could I call on a councillor to move this motion? Deputy Lord Mayor, is it seconded? Thank you, Councillor Oak. I'll put that motion. All those in favour? That is carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 6.2 is the Delegations Review 2017. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? In that case, could I call on a councillor to move this motion? Councillor Lippert seconded. Councillor
Sorry, Sullivan. I'll move a slightly amended motion. Can I just strike out the final paragraph?
Thank you.
Or do you want to move without... I'm happy on that. Just delete that and I will move that motion.
Just to delete 810. And seconder happy with that? Thank you. Councillor Lippert, do you wish to speak to it?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. It's an obligation on Council to review all of the delegations within 12 months of the election. And we're also taking this opportunity to review various other matters as well, now that we're doing it all as an omnibus. I'd like to just draw attention to 8.9. Councillor Rees is chair of the planning portfolio, and I have taken the liberty, now that we've got this process before us, to make a few suggested extra changes to the delegations policy for planning applications. There's a few inconsistencies with current practice and the policy which we sought to rectify. Including codifying that current practice, which is that we consider all planning scheme planning applications for gross floor area exceeding 25,000 square metres, which are ministerial applications, coming to committee, and various other changes. And I thank officers for their collaboration in arriving at this conclusion at attachment 3. The rest of the motion is self-explanatory, and I thank Keith and officers for bringing it to us.
Councillor Sullivan, do you wish to speak to it? Is there a further speaker to the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Item 6.3 is the Kensington Adventure Playground Contract 3545. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? In that case, can I call on a councillor to move this agenda item? Councillor Wood, is it seconded? Councillor Oak. Councillor Wood, do you wish to speak to it?
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I'm happy to see this extension for a further year. I think it's prudent, and I think officers have, this is a good recommendation in terms of assessing the ongoing transformation of what is a much-loved resource, and obviously the work of Bernie Geary has been fantastic, and wholeheartedly support 9.2.
Councillor Oak, do you wish to speak to it? Is there further speaker to the motion? Could I just get you to move the apostrophe in 9.2 to the appropriate place? We only have one, as I recall. And I prefer E, but O is marginally acceptable. Is there a further speaker to the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 6.4 is the African-Australian Community Partnership Project. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? In that case, could I have a councillor move it, please? Councillor Sullivan. Councillor Oak seconded. Councillor Sullivan, do you wish to speak to it? Councillor Oak.
I think that's appropriate that we have another 12 months of funding for this project. It has been going for a little while, but it's only just started to get traction in terms of with the projects that the funding has been supporting. So I think it's appropriate to continue another 12 months of funding for this really important community building project.
Further speaker to the agenda item. Could I just add very briefly to it? I wholeheartedly support this. It's quite a large sum of money for three initiatives, but in a community where we know we've got a lot of work to do in order to engage that African community, particularly working through women leaders in that community, it seems to me that this is a very good investment in community building in our African community. Mover wish to close debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 6.5 is the City of Melbourne Chair in Resilient Cities, a variation of the Council resolution. Would councillors like a presentation?
No, but I would like to declare a conflict due to conflicting duties. The University of Melbourne is my employer.
Thank you.
And Lord Mayor, I'm in the same position.
Thank you. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? In that case, could I have a councillor move this resolution? Deputy Lord Mayor, is it seconded? Councillor Kafer, Deputy Lord Mayor, do you wish to speak to it?
Very briefly, Lord Mayor, given this was actually approved nearly 2 years ago, so certain publications have come quite late to the piece in terms of this appointment. This is simply a timing issue. It's taken a lot longer to recruit that chair. We look forward to that professorial chair giving us the academic clout and the rigour behind what is a really important and growing area in terms of resilience planning for cities.
Councillor Kafer, thank you. Any other further contributions to the debate? The only one I would make is that I would say this is a wonderful collaboration between a very respected tertiary institution and ourselves. It ticks a lot of the boxes in our Knowledge City area, and there's a misapprehension that resilient simply means climate change, whereas, of course, the definition that our Chief Resilience Officer has worked through with all the Metropolitan Councils is a far more broad palette than simply climate, and goes to very important issues like employment. So to me, I think this is a wonderful collaboration between ourselves and the University of Melbourne, and I'm sure it will drive enormous benefits across a much broader range of policy areas than climate, but it will certainly include climate adaptation and mitigation. Further speaker to the debate? Mover wish to conclude debate? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Unanimous. Thank you. Could we ask our councillors to step back in? Thank you, councillors. Could I remind you we've altered by mutual agreement, or at least not by exception, the agenda items. So if we could move to 6.8, please, funding for additional local laws resources. Would councillors like a presentation on this? In that case, could I have a councillor move this motion, please? Deputy Lord Mayor, is it seconded? Councillor Sullivan, thank you. Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. As the recommendation says here, this will give us additional expenditure in terms of employing four officer positions in the compliance area and also a vehicle. So this is attached to enforcement of our local laws, accessibility and amenity to public spaces, and That team has been under a lot more pressure in recent times, and these additional positions and also the vehicle system in carrying out what is, I guess, the nuts and bolts of how the city operates in terms of compliance across the full breadth and depth of local laws that ensure the city functions for everyone.
Thank you. Councillor Sullivan, is there a further contribution to debate? Councillor Leavitt.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I'm happy to support this motion quite separately to other proposals that are afoot at the moment. It's quite clear that we need more resources to enforce our local laws, our current local laws, and I agree with the mover as to why that is. So it's only fair that we seek a budget variation and very happy to support this.
Thank you. Further contribution to debate? Councillor Watts.
I'm speaking against this motion.
Please do.
My sense is that this is certainly a precipitous response. My understanding is that we were going to be spending considerable amounts of money to ameliorate the problem of homelessness, not simply address one of the outcomes. I'm not convinced that the amount of material that is being cited as needing movement to clear the footpaths. I'm aware that given the amount of apartment dwelling we have and the number of transient student population, for example, and there is certainly a lot on my footpaths around where I live in Carlton to suggest that it can't all be attributed to the homeless. I see this as an expansion of a workforce. We're not going to recoup anything that we might have lost. I think the figure is some 390,000. We may have not acquired. We're just using the money in an ill-conceived way, and I can't support it.
Further contribution to debate? Mover wish to conclude debate?
Thanks, Lord Mayor. A point of clarification around the full breadth of our local laws, which this is exactly what this is aimed about, is bolstering an area of great importance to how the city functions. So when we're talking about local laws, we're talking about littering, we're talking about trading on the streets without a permit, we're talking about if you're walking down a footpath and there's an overhanging branch. So I think we've got to be very careful about tying this bolstering of this area of importance to city operation with a single issue around homelessness. So when you look at how many local laws that these compliance officers are actually enforcing on a daily basis to simplify the issue down to a singular issue, I think is a little bit disingenuous.
Thank you. I'll put that motion. All those in favour? Councillor Liu, Councillor Kafer, Councillor Louis, Councillor Sullivan, Councillor Rees, Councillor Wood, Councillor Leavitt, Councillor Oak. Those against? Councillor Watts, the motion is carried. Thank you. In that case, now can we go back, please, to item 6.6?
I'd like to declare a conflict of interest in 6.6, 6.7, 6.9 and 6.10, Lord Mayor. Indirect conflict due to a conflict in duty as I'm a trader of the Queen Victoria Market.
Thank you, Councillor. Six is the proposed public highway declaration of Blender Lane and part of PL 5266. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? Could I have a councillor move it, please? Councillor Rees, is it seconded? Councillor Liu, thank you. Councillor Rees.
Look, I have nothing to add really to the management report other than to say this is a sensible move that will give certainty to this laneway and allow it to be better utilised for the good of the city.
Thank you. Councillor Liu, is there a further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Item 6.7 is proposed discontinuance of part of PL 5266. Would councillors like a presentation? Could I have a councillor move this, please? Councillor Rees, is it seconded? Councillor Leavitt, thank you. Councillor Rees, do you wish to speak to it? Councillor Levitt, is there a speaker to the debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Sorry, I wish to speak against this.
Councillor Watts.
I'm concerned that this is a situation where the council is acting on its own behalf and there are constituents who are being disadvantaged. It seemed to me to be a more prudent approach to put this matter, this particular discontinuance matter, before an independent arbiter. And so I personally would have preferred that. So I will not be voting in favour of this.
Thank you. Is there a further speaker on the motion? Member wish to conclude.
Lord Mayor, I've not spoke. I did second it and I didn't indicate I wish to speak, but may I speak now?
Please do.
Thank you very much. I didn't anticipate that this would be controversial. The process that's been followed here is exactly the process that's been set out in the Act in terms of discontinuance. It's been subject to the statutory submissions process, and a submissions committee has considered. Is that right? It's been subject to the statutory process and it's been brought back to us 100% in accordance with the Act. There are no provisions in the Act for independent assessment of these things. We could voluntarily do that, but that would be absolutely unprecedented and would only raise questions as to why we're not following the legislative framework. So I think we need to uphold the Act, and that process has been followed, and I commend officers for doing so.
Thank you. Councillor Rees.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I think it should be stressed also that one of the affected parties who did raise some concerns about this has been consulted by council officers, and in fact there's been some significant compromises that have been made in the proposals being put forward to the council tonight. As for the broader point about I guess council making regulations about an area of land that it has interest in, I mean, I see that as no different to us making regulations about a park or garden around the city. There will be inevitably times when the City of Melbourne, for good public reason, makes regulations or passes motions that affect things that it owns.
Thank you. That will conclude debate. I'll now put the motion. All those in favour? Councillor Liu, Councillor Louis, Councillor Sullivan, Councillor Rees, Councillor Wood, Councillor Leppard, Councillor Oak. Those against? Councillor Watts, the matter is carried. Thank you. I now move to item 6.9, which is the proposed lease of council land. That is the Munro site at 93 to 151 Ferry Street and 452 to 468 Queen Street and the rear of 128 and 130 Franklin Street. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? In that case, could I call on a mover for this agenda item, please? Deputy Lord Mayor, is it seconded? I'm happy to second it. Thank you. Councillor Wood, do you want to speak to it?
Very briefly, Lord Mayor. Obviously, this has been the subject of many motions previously in terms of the master plan, obviously, for the Vic markets, but this indeed relates to the Munro site, and it will enable us to progress the agreement with PDG Group to begin that development, deliver that important community infrastructure.
Thank you. A seconder, could I say, I think that's right. This is a continuation of many such motions. It's in advance of, we hope, the Minister signing C245, which is yet to be completed. But I see it as a first step where, even in advance of C245, we can start to have a conversation with the wider community about what we see as being important to provide in terms of community infrastructure and in terms of the obligations that we made to traders and Queen Victoria Market Management around particularly the car park. So it's the next step in that conversation with the community about what we propose for what is an absolutely strategic site in the Queen Victoria Market redevelopment. Is there a speaker against the motion?
My colleagues won't be surprised that I speak against it. I consider this yet another step, an irresponsible step, without ministerial sign-off, leaving the City of Melbourne, I fear, further exposed. I would prefer much more certainty about what we can do here before we start engaging any further with the development of any kind.
Thank you. Is there a further contribution to debate? Councillor Leppard.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I support this and the next agenda item as well, but I won't speak to that one because obviously the two items are quite linked. This motion before us and the next one closes that process which was set up before the election, which was part of many years of community consultation prior to a final decision being made about how to develop the Munro site. We're at the other side of the statutory process now, and obviously there's been an election in the meantime, but that does not vary the statutory process at all. The implementation plan that has been endorsed by the council, as well as the various processes that have been set up to determine how this land should be developed, have been supported by council, and it would be inappropriate here for council to, after that process has been fulfilled, to not support it. I note that council only last year has unanimously agreed to planning scheme amendments which propose a tower on this exact site that we're talking about here. We cannot develop this site without engaging a developer, so I just question how that is on earth possible in any other way. So there's really no option before council to do anything other than to support this motion, which is the process we set up 2 months ago.
Thank you. Further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put this to the vote. All those in favour? Councillor Yu, Councillor Louis, Councillor Sullivan, Councillor Rees, Councillor Wood, Councillor Leppard, Councillor Oak. Those against? Councillor Watts, the motion is carried. Item 6.9 is the proposed lease of council land. Sorry, I beg your pardon. Better go one on. It's 6.10. Is the proposed sale of council land, the Munro site, Therry Street, Queen Street and the rear of Franklin Street. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? In that case, I'm happy to move this agenda item. Is there a seconder for it? Deputy Lord Mayor. Look, I think Councillor Leppard said it all before. This is the conclusion and the necessary final steps in decisions that have already been made and affirmed by Council, and it follows indeed from Agenda Item 6.9. Deputy Lord Mayor, do you wish to speak to it?
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I agree. I think both of these items are obviously very much linked. But I just pick up on Councillor Leppard's point about getting to this part of proceedings, and I think I'm going to get the numbers exactly wrong, but there's somewhat, I think, 30 decisions that have come before council relating to this project, the Queen Victoria Market redevelopment, and getting to the stage of actually enabling that to proceed through land lease and then sale, I think is a little bit of an interesting way to go, given the project and indeed the master plan was unanimously supported previously.
Speaker against the motion. Councillor Watts.
I'll reiterate that in my view it is a folly to proceed without knowing the Minister's position on this. If we've waited this long, we could wait until we have a more defined position from him.
Further speaker to the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Councillor Yu, Councillor Louis, Councillor Sullivan, Councillor Rees, Councillor Wood, Councillor Leppard, Councillor Oak, myself. Those against? Councillor Watts. The motion is carried. I think at that point, Councillor Kafer can re-enter the chamber. Thank you, councillors. Item 6.11 is the proposed discontinuance and sale of part of Hyatt Street in West Melbourne. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? In that case, could I have a councillor move it, please? Councillor Leppard, is it seconded? Councillor Rees, Councillor Leppard, do you wish to speak to it?
I'm happy to support this, Lord Mayor, as the resolution is entirely consistent with our existing policy on sale of land. I congratulate the party that we are selling the land to for a remarkably lucrative arrangement. Perhaps there's some room for the City of Melbourne to investigate future approaches to such land.
Thank you. Councillor Rees. further contribution to debate? Councillor Watts.
I look forward to the day where the City of Melbourne can actually capitalise on these kinds of situations rather than giving them away, as I see it. Let's hope that time will come sooner rather than later.
Thank you. Further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put the motion of those in favour. That is unanimous. Thank you. Item 6.12 is the 2016-17 Council Works Programme Second Quarter Report. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? In that case, I'm happy to move it. Is there a seconder for it? Deputy Lord Mayor. The report is very straightforward. It tells us the progress of our major projects. We're still a little behind, but nevertheless, we've delivered, as the report says, nearly 90% of what we are. And those areas which are around maintenance, flood mitigation, our engineering people tell us that they are confident that that backlog can be caught up over the full year period. So I'm happy to note the second quarter report. Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I think it makes for great reading. Again, continues, pretty strong history of infrastructure delivery. And when you look at the various projects, new open spaces, childcare centre upgrades, recreation services, as you mentioned, Lord Mayor, drainage and other infrastructure, I think particularly pleasing for West Melbourne, areas like Hawke and Adderley Street open space, and then still to come Railway Miller as well, which will really change how that part of our city looks and feels, and something that residents have been calling for quite a while as well. And of course, ongoing with streetscape upgrades and renewal that is, gradually upgrading all parts of the city. And I think that's pretty clear as you travel around. The bicycle improvement program continuing to deliver on a cycling city. So very happy to support this.
Thank you. Is there a further speaker to the debate? Sorry, Councillor Liu.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. And I got to admit, as a new councillor for me, and just a normal resident, I never actually appreciate the amount of work that has gone to upgrade and what is the most probably livable city in the world. But I have to say that I'm so glad that some of the work that is being carried out in major projects, and I'd really love to be living in the city in 10 or 20 years' time to actually see, to enjoy the fruitation of these ones, because I think they're world class, and I'd like to commend the officers and previous councils for taking the insight initiative to engage and start these. So, thank you.
Thank you. Further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put the motion of those in favour. That is, you have to vote, councillors. Thank you. That is unanimous. Thank you. That's all right. This local government requirement that we vote or not, otherwise I record you as an abstainer, which is a vote against. Item 6.13 is the Queen Victoria Market Precinct Renewal Program Reserve Quarterly Report. Thank you, Councillor Kafer.
I'd like to declare a conflict of indirect interest again as an honour trader at QBM.
Thank you. Thank you. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? In that case, could I have a councillor move it, please? Councillor Wood, is it seconded? Councillor Sullivan. Councillor Wood, do you wish to speak to it? Councillor Sullivan, does someone wish to speak to this agenda item? In that case, I'll put it, all those in favour. That is unanimous. Thank you. Ask Councillor Kafer to return to us, please. Item 6.14, small agenda item, is the Melbourne Metro Rail Authority proposed compulsory acquisition and occupation of City Square. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? Perhaps we could have a brief one, Rob, if that's, or Rob Moore or Rob Adams. Rob, would you just make a brief presentation on the conditions upon which this will be acquired and then reacquired by the city at the completion of the project?
Thank you for the opportunity to present briefly to you on this significant and important matter. As the first slide highlights, we've been advised that the Secretary for the Department of Economic Development, Jobs, Transport and Resources will be issuing a notice to Council on the 7th of March to acquire City Square in terms of the Land Acquisition and Compensation Act. The acquisition involves acquiring all the property that we, the City of Melbourne, own in freehold title. The property below ground level, will be acquired in perpetuity, in other words, forever. The surface level of the square is proposed to be returned to the city, and I'll come to that in a moment. The Metro Rail Authority, who require this site to enable them to construct a new station below Swanson Street, will be temporarily occupying the airspace above the surface level. Council will be compensated, if we can just go back a slide, please. Council will be compensated for this acquisition in terms of the Land Acquisition Act. To enable that compensation level to be assessed, the government are preparing two valuations at the moment. We will equally be preparing valuations on behalf of the City of Melbourne. On completion of the project, the proposal of the government is to offer the surface level back to the City of Melbourne, and we would pay a value equivalent to that that we have received in terms of the government acquiring that in the initial instance. Next slide, please. Just repeating, we will obtain our own valuations to compare with those prepared by the state. We will continue, as we have been to date, working with Metro Rail Authority to ensure that the legacy that we get back at the end of this project meets our requirements in terms of both an important passive recreation area in the centre of the city and for community event space such as Christmas Square in the city. The land will remain in a zone for public park and recreation. There is no proposal under this arrangement to change the zoning of the land. And existing easements that, that exist above the ground level will be retained under these arrangements. Next slide, please. The timeframes for this are that initially one of the issues that we brought to an earlier Future Melbourne committee was around the temporary work that needs to be done to remove Burke and Wills Monument. That work will actually start in terms of conservation work in mid-March. The closure of the car park, as required under this project, would take place on the 20th March. Public notices have already gone up about that. And the Metro Rail Authority would actually take possession of the square on the 20th of March. Immediately following that, on or about the 31st of March, the Brunetti's Cafe would close, and subsequent to that, hoardings put up around the square, 19 trees in the square, and one of the rows of the double row of trees on Swanson Street would have to be removed. And in conjunction with our Arts Melbourne team here at the City of Melbourne, we would decommission existing artworks within the square. Next. A diagram showing the land that we own in City Square, in, marked in pink on that slide, and next in cross-section, the three-level car park below ground, and the green on the diagram there describes the air rights and easements above the surface level of the square. Next. This is a preliminary diagram we've received from Metro Rail indicating the kind of construction work that would need to be done on the square and the potential for an acoustic shed to be built in the future, and that's an outline in purple on that drawing, diagrammatically showing how the site could be sealed against dust and noise during what will be a number of years of major construction on this site. Next. We've worked closely with the Metro Rail to look at a significant opportunity that comes from hoarding off this site. It's a very important site in the city centre, and we would expect the site to be treated respectfully and be an attractor to the area and not one that repels people away. The middle slide of the middle image at the top, for instance, showing the potential for green walls on a hoarding around a site of this nature. Next. This is an image that gives an idea of the scale of a future acoustic shed built on City Square, and also gives you an idea of the scale of the excavation that will be required below City Square to construct a new entry and exit into the cavern of the station itself, being the tube at that low level below Swanson Street. Next. And a plan just outlining the total extent of the works at CBD South, including City Square in the top portion of that that red line there. Next. An important diagram that we have worked with Metro Rail and has been included in the tender documentation for the project that's out to tender under the government at the moment just diagrammatically shows the nature of City Square as a legacy, highlighting most importantly that area in yellow in the middle of that image that shows that we require, even after station infrastructure at the north of the square and potentially some further infrastructure and possibly even a cafe at the southern end of the square, we expect to inherit in legacy an open space in the centre that is still suitable for community events and passive recreation as we enjoy currently. Next slide. That's it. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Mayor.
Thank you. I'm happy to move this motion. Is there a seconder for it, Deputy Lord Mayor? I first want to thank Rob Moore and your team and Rob Adams and your team as well for the work that you've done with the MMRA. This has been a lengthy process. Of course, it can be compulsory acquired on whatever terms the government wishes, which would have been a very lengthy process. What we've tried to do is minimise the disruption overall by agreeing to bring this forward, which will be of great benefit to the project, but we've also protected the city in that we are making an arrangement here that says that when the square is returned to us, it needs to be in a way that is acceptable to us for our use and not at some win-for-profit to state government. So it is a good collaboration between ourselves and MMRA, and I think that although we understand the mechanics of the deal and we're comfortable with that, our attention will now turn to that very large structure, the acoustic shed, which for about 5 years will be a major feature of our city and a consideration of it being an enhancement to that space, not merely an engineering solution to a very large infrastructure project. And we certainly look forward to more conversations with MMRA and the Minister about the future of City Square. But all in all, this both meets the needs of the project, minimises the disruption over a lengthy period of time and protects the council against economic or social loss. So congratulations to the team in negotiating this with MMRA. Deputy Lord Mayor, do you wish to add to it?
I agree. Congratulations to our officers for negotiating their way through what's a pretty complex project, and this is one of many negotiations that are happening throughout the length of the what is a very significant project. I agree with the Lord Mayor. I think this sends a right message of support for what has been our number one transport project for a very long time. So we're extremely happy to see what's going to be a huge economic uplift and city design project for the city. But that certainly doesn't belittle or make any smaller the need for us to manage our way through this disruption as much as we can. And that includes ensuring that once the project's complete, that we're going to get something back that is the equivalent of the public open space which people enjoy at the moment. That's why I think 12.4 is critical, that we do reserve the right if it doesn't meet all of our needs. And I know that the state government's going to be working hard and MMRA are going to be working hard to ensure that it does meet our needs, but we reserve the right to actually not purchase it back if it doesn't meet our needs. But I think the important part there is it will always, no matter what the outcome, remain as public open space, and that's absolutely critical. I agree the attention now turns to the infrastructure which will go into that space for quite an extended period of time, and trying to make the best of that disruption as much as we can for the next 5 years while supporting what is a critical project for Melbourne.
Is there a speaker against the motion? Is there a further speaker to the motion? Councillor Levitt.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I agree entirely with what you and the Deputy Lord Mayor have said, and I'm happy to support this. Just as this is our number one transport priority in City of Melbourne policy, which is of course a state government project, but it's still City of Melbourne policy, so too is it incredibly important that we protect the few spaces of scale that are suitable for people to meet in and to hold events in. And so I want to pay tribute to those on our behalf who have negotiated the terms here. We can't say yes or no to this project. We would, of course, say yes. But we have, of course, been fully cooperative in the expedition of this of this process and agreeing to the very short timeframes. And in exchange, we now have insurance that the end result is going to be a very good one for future populations in Melbourne, and we will retain one of the only significant spaces in the middle of the HODL grid of scale for meeting and for events.
Thank you. Is there a further contribution to debate?
Thank you.
Councillor Watts.
Just briefly, if I could say how important it is that we recognise that there is a responsibility that the authority has to make sure that the hoardings and the various constructions are actually short-term assets aesthetically pleasing to the constituents and the visitors of Melbourne who are going to be confronted by this for a very long time. We have an opportunity, I think, to create something very beautiful around hoardings that happens elsewhere in the world. I hope that the state government is as concerned with the lived experience of this big project. We are all in furious agreement that it's a terrific project. We want it to happen, but we want attention to be made to the beauty that is in our city that's going to be impacted upon for a long time.
Councillor Leo.
Thank you, Lord Mayor, and I also like to fully support it, and it's great to see City of Melbourne and the State Government working collaboratively, and it's great to see the result, and congratulations to Rob Moore and the team. I would also like to just just raise the hoarding, which is something that we can do, very innovative ideas. I was very impressed with what was there on White Night, which was a very informative and innovative way of just taking a 3D picture of underground pit. I'll look forward to having those more innovative ideas in terms of the hoarding, because it will be a very, very big structure, and it's something that a lot of us will not be accommodated to. So I look forward to what solution that will be presented.
Further contribution to debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. This concludes the reports from management to be considered in open session. We now move to general business. Item 7.1 is a notice of motion standing in Councillor Leppett's name and seconded by the Deputy Lord Mayor, and I ask Councillor Leppett to move that notice of motion. And seconded by the Deputy Lord Mayor. Councillor Leppett.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. The motion does what it says on the packet, and I urge its agreement by the Council.
Excellent submission. Councillor Wood. Further contribution to extensive debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is carried unanimously. Thank you.
Lord Mayor, can I take this opportunity as well to move that Council receives a petition from North Melbourne residents regarding strategies to address antisocial behaviour in the vicinity of Canning Street.
And do we need a seconder for that?
Yes.
Oh, I'm happy to second that. In that case, that is tabled accordingly. It's a motion, so we actually need to vote on it, but without debate. So I'm happy to put that motion. All those in favour of receiving this petition? That is unanimous. Thank you. Bring it up. Bring it up. Thank you. It's good to go back to the old days. That concludes the items of general business to be considered in open session. Any items of urgent business? In that case, could I call on a councillor to move the motion displayed on the screen to close the meeting to the public to consider the items of confidential business? Deputy Lord Mayor, is that seconded? Councillor Rees, I'll put that motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Could I thank members of the public for their interest and attendance and declare the open meeting closed at 6:16.